Conference tournaments are tipping off. Bubble teams are making their final push. Top seeds are preparing for what they hope is a long run. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $4 on an underdog. Win $256 if they win. It's that simple. That's bet $4 on an underdog in select college basketball games, and if they win, you collect $256. The bank is open. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code ART19 when you sign up to turn $4 into $256 if the underdog of your choosing pulls off the upset. That's code ART19. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older. Virginia only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call the Virginia Problem Gambling Helpline at 888-532-3500.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Let's see. Did y'all go to the movie theater over the weekend?
No.
Nope.
I haven't seen, no.
When's the last time we answered yes to that question?
I did see, however...
I think it was the late 80s.
They started running commercials this weekend for that News of the World being on demand, like,
good.
This weekend.
It's getting good reviews.
Like, this coming Friday, yeah. I think it comes out on demand.
Well, we need people to see that, because theaters are... People aren't gone.
And I'm sure it's one of those premium
Somebody's
ones where
gone
it's
to
20
theaters.
Bucks, but still.
You technically might actually be safer in a theater if you go to a theater with nobody there
yeah,
compared
I would
to a
think.
Restaurant.
That's better than
But it's still about the eating part. And you're eating, and people are just going to use the excuse of popcorn to have no mask on. I keep getting these texts from and messages from some friends of mine. Hey, where are you going to watch the game? I said,
my house.
My
home?
House, and I'll see you when I get a vaccine.
In the couch.
Jesus.
I was in the couch Friday. Somebody brought over some edibles.
Oh, you were definitely in the couch.
Up in your edible game still?
Well, they were homemade edibles, and we sat down and we figured out,
you ain't getting up?
These are only like 5 milligrams.
Oh, they were less than you thought.
Yeah, so I ate it, and then he called me back and said, you need to redo the math on that. And I said, yeah, I figured that out. It was closer to like 30.
I mean, you need to. He brought them over. Wouldn't he know?
So they were 30 per, and you had... Three?
No.
Four?
I just had the one.
You're lucky.
Okay.
I just had the one, and I thought, well, if this kicks in, then I won't have another. But it's five. I'm going to need five or six of these. Unfortunately, I did not eat five or six of those. Otherwise, we'd have been in Joey Diaz territory.
I kind of want to see that.
Yeah, but 30 I thought I could handle 30, but it put me out.
Really?
Really. Yeah. It may have been more than that.
Hi, I'm Todd.
Yeah, and I'm still saying you've got no way of knowing unless you've actually got it technically measured.
Well, he knew the content of the THC, with the weed that he used.
So he
did he?
He said this is 5
milligrams.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
He said, or he was just told that this particular type has this much.
No, I trust his judgment.
He said,
it's not a matter of
the
judgment.
The judgment of a guy that says this is 5 and 2 hours later calls you, I was wrong?
No. He gave me the information. I think it was just hypothetical. He was throwing it out there and how you calculate it.
And you did some ciphering.
Right. And then I did some actual calculation.
Pot hit math. All right.
This is how much pot you used, and this is how much. Oh, it's more like probably 35 milligrams per brownie.
Yeah, you should have just downed a half dozen of them before doing the math.
You should have.
That would have been fun to watch for the rest of us.
It had to have been more.
It could have been.
Because the 35, that's not going to do for you.
For me, yeah. Although I've had 30, 40 in the past, and it tends to put me to sleep. Depends on the strain.
What time of day was this on Friday?
It's Friday night.
Did you have any vodka yet in you?
No.
Okay.
At that point, no.
Had you eaten recently?
Did you stay awake long enough to get the vodka?
There you go.
I ate it on an empty stomach. Yeah. And although I've heard, you should have fatty snacks because that activates the THC in the edibles. But no, I think on an empty stomach.
That should be a Deadpool name.
It hammers
snacks,
you even more.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if you take enough, it doesn't really matter what's in your stomach.
No.
Yeah, but taking
does,
enough
though, yeah.
differs depending on what's in your stomach.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was my appetizer.
Good.
Should have been dessert, shouldn't it?
Should have been.
That's cookies. Don't have dessert before you have dinner. You're going to spoil your dinner.
Oh, man. You're going to spoil your dinner, Todd.
But you didn't, did you?
No, no. That hardly spoiled dinner.
Oh, no. It kicks in dinner.
Yes. Yeah. It made me eat dinner voraciously.
More of the players that had Floyd Little in our Deadpool include, but are not limited to, Throat Kegels with Craig. Tip
or Dr.
to Taint.
Mina now, yeah.
Yeah. Teeny Gorilla Weenie gets a hit, as does the Office Orphan.
Hey, congrats, kid.
Congrats, kid.
He's right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. He turned around and congratulated him. Todd's about to masturbate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got a hit, as did Todd's dirt pipe and Todd's in-home shooting range.
Never gets old.
Todd's Tom Petty C-ring gets a hit.
And that's a new one.
It is.
Yeah. It is.
And Tyler's garage door is open.
Yes, it is.
I think that came with the box set.
I don't drive around as much. I can see it now.
The Tom Petty C-ring.
I don't drive around at all, actually. More.
No, when you drive, you go 1,300 miles.
No, but I don't do the loop anymore, and here's the reason.
Oh.
Because I have two garage doors now that have those side windows down the side, frosted 5 or 6 windows at each garage door. You've seen them?
Yeah.
Okay. So when I drive away, I can look at my rearview mirror and see them. So it's totally down.
Oh, so like the light's reflecting off
of it?
Well,
because the inside light's still kind of on, yes, in the garage, you know. So it's lights are coming out. The old house, I would drive around. As soon as I pulled away, it was those doors were just completely dark.
Yeah, see, we...
No excuses. I'm anal about it. Whatever. But,
we had the house painted in June.
Mm-hmm.
It's been full 6 months now. The garage door is a darker color now.
Now you freak out, right?
But I'm driving up to the house right in the middle of the day, and I see the darkened garage, and I go, who left the garage door open? Oh, it's just closed and it's dark.
How about when you leave in the morning? Do you look back? You freaking?
No. Okay. No, because I usually hit it as I'm still backing out of the driveway, yeah, and I'm seeing
it. So it's just a matter of time before you drive through the garage door?
No. As I get there, I see, it's just down, yeah, and it's a dark color. But after 6 months, you'd think I'd learn.
You'd think.
I haven't.
I think we're all just exhausted when we get home, no matter what.
We did that. Let's see here. Looks like McDonald's wants to get into the chicken sandwich war. They're going to throw 3 new sandwiches out there after February, or in late February.
Are they grilled? They have a grilled one already. It's kind of a little thing.
Yeah, they got the McChicken.
Yeah.
Crispy. That's not making any waves.
Oh, the breaded thing? Okay, yeah.
Crispy thing, a spicy thing, and a deluxe thing.
Is that new?
They will be.
I thought they had the chicken sandwich for a long time.
They do, but these are different. You know, it's a whole new chicken sandwich because their old chicken sandwich was not competing with the likes of
Chick-fil-A.
Popeyes and Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A is...
And so everybody's coming up with the new spicy chicken sandwich. Wendy's has a new one. They had one. They've got a new one.
And McDonald's and Wendy's don't hate homos like Chick-fil-A does.
Right. There's that.
Yeah.
So everybody's getting in on it.
I've tried them all. Well, the McDonald's, obviously not. And nothing really stands out. They're nice, greasy chicken sandwich.
My kids will get the Chick-fil-A. I mean, you know, because obviously the people that own these places and the people that work there are not homophobes. It's the owner.
Well, not all of them.
But, I never got the craze. I mean, it's a good tasting sandwich, but I'm not waiting in line for a chicken sandwich.
Yeah, I'm not going out of my way for it.
Yeah, they do it a lot. I don't ever really sit there. Although they're out front, they do right, but you know. But I think everybody's trying to get a little piece of that because Popeyes is obviously huge right now too.
Yeah, it's a good chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
I don't crave. We went to McDonald's over the break. I've still never tried a McRib. I think about it, but whenever we're at McDonald's, I don't want to sacrifice the Big Mac.
I'm with you
for
on that. If I'm going to go to McDonald's like that, I'm not going to sacrifice anything for the McRib.
I don't know if it's going to be good.
Yeah,
I'm sure it's great.
But you don't want to sacrifice something else bad for you.
Right.
Right.
I don't have any regrets.
No.
Or just the one. You know, the one regret.
Yeah. You know, the regret, yeah. I know.
The great the
chicken sandwich.
You know
regret.
It's good and you know it's bad. Mm-hmm. Right. For you.
That's my credo.
That's
no
right.
regrets.
That's right.
And I think I would love it would be the other problem. So then I'd see, whenever I see a commercial for a Big Mac, like within a week, I'm going to eat one.
Yeah.
I don't need that.
That's
got to
be a never-ending cycle.
No, yeah, it's pretty bad.
No regrets.
Yep.
Not even one letter, huh?
Get that tattoo.
You do you, Scotty P. Right.
Conference tournaments are tipping off. Bubble teams are making their final push. Top seeds are preparing for what they hope is a long run. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $4 on an underdog. Win $256 if they win. It's that simple. That's bet $4 on an underdog in select college basketball games, and if they win, you collect $256. The bank is open. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code ART19 when you sign up to turn $4 into $256 if the underdog of your choosing pulls off the upset. That's code ART19. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older. Virginia only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call the Virginia Problem Gambling Helpline at 888-532-3500.
And Tanya Roberts still alive.
I know. That's the, by the way, I keep reading that as a headline right here. I'm like, I got CNN.com one here and it says, headline is actress Tanya Roberts still alive. I mean, according to her publicist, who's the guy who reported she was dead. Now, we got in this earlier because we think the husband said, she's dead. I'll see you later. And the guy reported it to the press, right? The
something like said, that.
Yeah, right.
Is she sick?
On Monday, yesterday.
It sounds like she's not in very good shape.
No.
No, no, no.
Alive.
She's She's circling the drain right now.
Yeah.
But, Tyler, we need this audio.
I got it.
All right.
You need your audio.
Yeah, this
okay.
audio.
Okay, let's hear that.
And on Monday, yesterday, the boyfriend, Lance O'Brien, got a call in the middle of a TV interview telling him that she was still alive.
Now you're telling me that she's alive? Oh, thank the Lord. Thank God.
What just happened, Lance? What was that?
The hospital's telling me she's alive. And they're calling me from the ICU team.
So the hospital just called you right now and told you that Tanya's still alive?
Yeah. I'm so happy.
There's so many questions. We did a story a little earlier, but we didn't hear that audio yet. The guy left the hospital just assuming she died. I don't understand that.
But he told the publicist, I just said goodbye to her. He didn't say,
he said
she's
that,
dead now. I guess you assume when they say something like
but
that.
But why did he leave the hospital? Now,
he might have been instructed to.
But he said that she died in his arms.
No. God, don't do that.
God, horse.
Ah. He didn't say that. Yeah.
I just died in your arms tonight.
Jesus. That is harsh, man.
It's coming from Craig, who uses the term circling the drain.
Right.
And apparently doesn't. So it takes one to know one, and I'm still right.
Yeah, that's true.
I like the stringed instruments. Is that a cello going in there?
It's probably.
Nice. Yeah.
That's, I'm sure, a keyboard.
Cutting crew. You're probably right, Craig.
You've got to fire that publicist.
Yes.
I don't think it's the publicist's fault. I think the publicist
did
what they do.
Right.
The agent or whoever it was.
But you know what? But you're right. Now the publicist has to come back out. And
Never mind.
Now, and by the way, and Craig is right. If she's still circling the drain, the publicist has to come back out 2 days from now and say it again. No, nobody's buying your crap.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Listen, the guy obviously sounds heartfelt, and nobody gets that call. I mean, that's one of those calls you don't get. They're still alive.
Right.
Not when you leave a hospital, usually. So he's just freaking out.
On camera.
I know.
But that's like the publicist, you know, like pump faking the defense. Like,
Yeah, or what if the guy,
Now, Craig might be right. They may have asked him to vacate the premises.
I kind of looked into it, and even then, I didn't really get a good answer. And it's been a few hours, and
well,
I may have forgotten.
Then wait for the call from the hospital to say she's dead before you call the
policy. You don't know
policy.
What all happened, what all went down between everybody. And well, especially in these times where we don't know when we can stand, where we can stand at the hospital.
Right.
What did he say, Puss, the dad, the husband?
He said she died in his arms.
No, I think
that's a cello.
That's
right.
A real stringed instrument there, Craig. You got to appreciate that.
Yeah. I just died in your arms tonight. I don't think so. Must have been
something you shared. Yeah, that was the 80s, and it was a bunch of fancy
keyboards to start, but
synthesizer.
Then a real cello kicks in right after that.
That's a real cello.
Well, that song's ruined for this guy.
Yep. Yes, it is. And for Craig.
I've found new love for it.
I like that song, actually.
Is she still conscious?
Yes.
Do you tell her? Be like, hey, funny story.
Yep.
No.
We announced you were dead.
She's going to find out. Unless she's circling the drain like Craig says so
nicely.
She
is.
All right.
She's just watching TV in her hotel room, and the news pops up that, like, she's dead.
That's true, too.
O'Brien, that's her husband or her mate. I don't know exactly.
Partner, I see.
Partner.
Listed as.
Told CNN he was distraught after saying goodbye to her at her bedside and left the hospital, believing it would be the last time he saw her.
Yeah. It's a sad story, that part. And it's even sadder that she's still alive, but Craig thinks she's going to be dead anyway. Yeah, the emotions that guy must be going through.
Well, I can't imagine.
Her whole family, though. She's obviously got other family. Did she have kids?
I believe so, but I'm not sure.
But nobody had her on the Deadpool because she was only 65 and not suffering any long-term illness. So we were hoping that somebody actually got their Deadpool hit pulled away. That would have been the first for the show.
Yeah, that's never happened before, has it?
No, not pulled away like that. I mean, they're not famous. They pull them away, but nobody, walks back out of the grave.
Nobody came back to life.
Yeah. I've had a couple of calls since we talked about this earlier from guys who said that they had that situation in years of Deadpool past where somebody was circling the drain and somebody got a little premature on saying, no, they're dead.
Oh, TMZ is shedding a little bit of light on this. It seems like he just thought she was. He saw her close her eyes and he walked away.
Right. Yeah. She Why died in his arms.
Yeah.
No, she didn't. He thought she did. And he was wrong. He just left.
I thought she died in my arms. That could have been it. Yeah.
So this guy's dumb.
Yeah, he sounded dumb.
He was he was devastated. You're not thinking clearly when you think someone in your family is no longer with us.
Okay. You're right. I know that for sure. But
We all do.
But you're right. We all do. But I think that he, I don't understand the fact that he was there. She closed her eyes.
Said he was devastated, walked out of the room, then the hospital, never spoke with medical staff.
Yeah. Wouldn't you maybe say something to the nurse if you thought, like, hey, I think she might have gone?
Right. Okay. Now,
check on this.
According to TMZ right here, 2 minutes ago posted, now she's really dead.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not making this up. They just posted this that apparently now she is really dead. She died last night sometime around 9 p.m. Pacific time.
So in nobody's arms.
Late last night our time.
In nobody's arms.
Well, we don't know that.
Hang on.
He might have gone back, and she might have died in his arms again.
What's it say now, Puss? Again?
Just after 9 p.m. last night.
Yeah.
What was your line there, Craig, Puss?
Now she's really dead.
And she's not only merely dead, she's really most sincerely dead.
Sorry.
No, you're not.
No, but I can't believe. I thought we had the Munchkins in there.
They're in there.
I'm not believing that.
Now, this says the hospital has said, that night.
That makes it worse for this dude. Everything about this is sad. And that might not sound like
to have it prolonged like that.
Him getting the call back and saying she's alive, that means thinking maybe she can get better. You know, I could not imagine that. Anybody
then there's the glimmer of hope.
Listening to us has lost somebody
then it
close
gets crushed again.
Right.
Wow.
Somebody's, I'm sure the hospital didn't do anything wrong. I think it's the guy. Just,
it's the guy.
Yeah, yeah, the guy yeah. screwed up.
He's just, know. She closed her eyes and he's like, well, she's dead.
That's
she
right.
just walked out, didn't
right.
say anything
mm-hmm.
to anybody.
That's
nope,
right.
She died in my arms.
Yep.
Well, yeah, he goes out and tells the rep that. He was just wrong. Any number of ways, but.
Yeah, but the Munchkins came out.
Now. Now she's really dead.
Now the official statement.
And she's not only merely dead, she's really most sincerely dead.
Oh, I apologize for that.
No, you don't. Yeah. You honestly don't.
Well, he mouthed the words.
But the line is still in the story here. Tanya's rep, who picked Lance up from the hospital, this was on Sunday,
right.
Says he told him, quote unquote, she died in my arms. But apparently he was wrong. She wasn't dead, but now she's really dead.
Yeah.
And she's not only merely dead, she's really most sincerely dead.
So he shouldn't have walked away.
No.
You don't expect me to follow that, do you?
No. I was hoping you would. I was really hoping you would, because I'm kind of ashamed of that whole bit. Just really ashamed.
Nah.
So, Nick, do you take the stage anyway on that deal, or you just let it go? You know, I know you don't like to follow things like, you know, if you don't like to follow the act in front of you.
Oh, yeah, Nick, I think you just, please let this ride.
If Nick was afraid of following good comedians, he wouldn't be going
comedy. Or bad ones.
Oh, there's a reason they put me up first a lot.
That was hideous.
All right. That's a good bit. Go relive that on
that. That was horrible.
Yeah, I blame you, Craig.
Nick could start just singing Cutting Crew songs now.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.